عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. On this beautiful Tuesday morning, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the 15th of October, the 11th of Rabiul Akhir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health, and Allah ta'ala take great work of deen and da'wat and tabligh from you as well. And may Allah ta'ala accept Markaz Sahaba to stand for haq, for and bring unity and unify the ummah on the basis of Kitabullah, Sunnati Rasul, and Ijma'i Sahaba. Innal barakata ma'a kabirikum. Iftisab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verses 4, 5 and 6. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, these non-Muslims, mushrikeen, they used to say that the angels are the daughters of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. And they themselves would only love sons, and they hated and detested daughters. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is reprimanding them, rebuking them, Low means hypothetically, for argument's sake. Chapter 39, verse 4. Law aradallahu ayyattakhidha walada. Hypothetically, for argument's sake, if Almighty Allah decreed ayyattakhidha walada, that he wanted a son or he wanted children, lastafa mimma yakhluqu ma yasha, then he should have chosen from what he created, whoever, whatever he wished and he decreed and so forth. So remember that to have an attribute that to Almighty Allah will be a weakness. It means Almighty Allah needs children, Allah forbid. Allah Jalla Wala is Subhanallah. He transcends every weakness, shortcoming, and every weakness and shortcoming and defect and so forth and so on. Therefore, Subhanah. You see the meaning there now? So everlasting glory, perfection is for Almighty Allah. He transcends every weakness, shortcoming and defect. Huwa Allahul Wahidul Qahhar. He, Almighty Allah alone, is Qahhar, the one who is omnipotent and omnipowerful. He subdues and he destroys whoever he wants to, whenever he wants to. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu exclusively. What did he do? خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. He created the heavens and the earth truthfully, correctly. You see the celestial creation, samawat, you look at the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, whatever you can see, whatever you can't see, he created it all, Almighty Allah, wal ard, the terrestrial creation. You look at the land, you look at the sand, you look at the forest, you look at the desert, you look at your lakes and whatever else, the flora, fauna, vegetation, everything he created truthfully, and it's in the right place at the right time. And then you kawwiru layla ala nahar. So he lets the night overlap into the day. So you see now, the night is going to finish and now the day will start. So who does that with precision and accuracy every day, every night? It's not some load shedding, it's not some the computer froze, nay. With precision and accuracy, how many years? 100 years, 1,000 years, 1,000,000 years? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows. What we say is all speculation regarding the muddat and the time and so forth. Yukawwiru al-layla al-nahar. So the night is going to overlap into the day. Wa yukawwiru al-nahara al-layl. And then the day it overlaps into the night. You see that the sun is going down, down, down. And then it rises in the east. And then it sets in the west, going down. Then the night approaches. Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik wa idbaru naharik wa aswatu du'aik faghfirli. Ya Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the dua, accept it. That now your night is approaching, Ya Allah. The day is disappearing and going. It is time for dua. Before the night comes, then make dua at that time there. When the day is finishing up, qubayl al-maghrib, qubayl al-adhan, just before the maghrib adhan, before sunset, make dua that time. Faghfirli, forgive me, O beloved Allah. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find the hadith there. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ. He subjugated the sun and the moon. How does the sun rise? How does the sun set? The first 3 nights the moon is called Hilal. On the 14th night it is called the Laylatul Badr. Today you see it's the 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, South Africa. Majority countries in the world is the 12th. And then see on the night of the 14th, Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand, Laylatul Badr shining in its glory, beauty, radiance, effulgence. Who makes all that happen with precision and accuracy? Kullu yajri li ajalin musamma. Each one of the celestial creation are moving and with precision, li ajalin musamma, for a specific time. Then all will perish. Almighty Allah teaches us, chapter 28, verse 88, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. Everybody, everything will be perished, pass away, and death is for me and you creation. Allah Jalla Wala is the exclusive Khaliq. He alone will remain. He is the sole exclusive creator. Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, their demise took place. Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him, will return. And after some time, he will then also pass away a natural death. In Madinah Munawwara, be buried right next to Mustafa. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that is our unanimous belief. Allah, behold, huwal azizul ghaffar. He is the exalted one in power. So he is the almighty Allah, that is aziz. And al ghaffar, the one who's of forgiving, very, very forgiving. Huwal azizul ghaffar, the one who is ever powerful and the one who is always forgiving. You, my mothers, sisters, daughters, you, brothers, look at this verse. Look at Kudrat ka Karishma. Who can do it? Can any doctor do this? Any professor, scientist, any gynecologist? Just see, Allah is teaching us. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسِ وَاحِدًا. He, Almighty Allah, created you from one soul, one person. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, but he was alone. There in Jannah, no wife, no life. Meaning that now you need a companion, a halal companion. So Almighty Allah created from him, from the left. Remember Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, and the nikah is performed, the marriage is solemnized by Allah Jalla Wala himself. He wants to go and touch her for his honorable wife Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve. So Adam wants to go and touch Eve. So Allah says, hold it, no, you can't go and touch her now. You must pay the mahar, the marital gift. What is the marital gift? Ya Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, send durood sharif, send salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So whether it was 20, 30, irrespective, so he had to send salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then he could go and touch his wife, Subhanallah. Go read Zadu Sa'id, you will find it there. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا. So he created you from one soul, one person. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُم مِّن ذَكَرٍ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. Chapter 49, verse 13, O humankind, we created you from one male and one female, Adam and Eve, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and Sayyidah Hawa. What a tashdeed on the waw. رَضِيَ anha, and made you into different nations and different tribes. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا, nations and tribes. لِتَعَارَفُوا, so that you recognize one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَوَكُمْ, the most noble of you by Allah are the one who has the most taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness at all times, all places. So that is Allah teaching us in chapter 49, verse 13. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam is alone in Jannah. Thereafter some time, جَعَلَ مِنْهَا, أي جَعَلَ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةً. Then from that one soul, from him Nabi Adam alayhi salam, زَوْجَهَا, his honorable wife was created, the left rib and so forth. So that is all the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The word زَوْج, if you see, is used for male and female in Quranic terminology. So you must remember that. So here also you see Zawjaha. So then his wife. So Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina. So remember azwaj, the plural of Zawj. Remember? So it can be used for male, female. You have to look at the text and context. Now see. Wa anzala lakum min al an'ami thamaniyata azwaj. Wa anzala wa khalaqa. And he Almighty Allah created, O human being, for your benefit, min al an'am, from the cattle, thamaniyat azwaj, min al an'ami thamaniyat azwaj, Allah Ta'ala created 8 pairs. So remember, what does Almighty Allah mean by 8 pairs? So see here, I read for you from the Quran Sharif itself, and then you will understand it. It's very, very easy, nothing to get worried about or anything of that sort. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us and says that he Almighty Allah created, remember, everything, and the cattle also. I'm reading now from Suratul An'am, chapter number 6, and verse number 143 now. So chapter number 6 and verse number 143. ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاجِ, so the 8, right, they are in pairs. مِنَ الضَّعْنِ اثْنَيْنِ, so from the sheep you will find 2, so the male and female. وَمِنَ الْمَعْزِ اثْنَيْنِ, and from the goat you will find 2, male and female. So that's 4. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, and then the next verse, 144, that is chapter 6, verse 144. ومن الإبل اثنين, from the camel you will find 2, male and female. ومن البقر اثنين, and from the cow family you will find 2, male and female. So that's how you get 8, the cow, the camel, the goat, and the sheep. So that is how you get the 8, and Allah created it for you, for your benefit, O human being. Now look at you, O my mother, O my auntie, O my sister. See, Kudrat ka karishma, the power of Almighty Allah. You are pregnant, tomorrow, next week, next month, you're going to give birth, inshallah. Keep on reading chapter 37, verse 100. Surah Safat, just after Surah Yasin. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious children. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. All the translations are acceptable. Ya khalukukum, he all Almighty Allah is creating. Allah will create you. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the wombs of your mother, your beloved mother. Why are we so attached to our mother compared to the father? That we love our mother more. And that is what Islam says also. Ummak thumma ummak thumma ummak thumma abak. So you show respect to both, but your love for your mother will be more. Her sacrifices are much more. So now you are created, Allah says, and Allah will create you in the womb of your mother. Khalqam min ba'di khalqin, and it is one creation upon another. So now during that period of gestation, during that period of pregnancy, how Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, which gynecologist was there that time, which professor was there that time. So read what Allah says. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا. So Almighty Allah teaches us the seven stages. The fetus goes through and then the baby is born. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. All the barakah, blessing, refers only for, solely for Almighty Allah. He is the best of creator. People think they can create, they can't even create a single fly, the Quran Sharif states. And all this you will find in the Quran Sharif. Every scientist, professor, doctor is challenged by Almighty Allah. لَن يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَا وِجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Never can they even create one fly, even if they all come together. Chapter 22 and verse number 73. How? Because how will ensoulment take place? Who will create the ruh, the soul, the spirit? How will the soul enter the body and so forth? Still today nobody knows. Only Almighty Allah knows. So that is the challenge for them. The various phases and stages in human development. The fetus in the womb of the mother. O Muslim, go and read chapter 23 and verses number 12. Right up to verse number 14. 12 to 14. And then you will see Almighty Allah speaks of it. There's a masterpiece book written. One of my students from London, and that sent it to me many, many years ago, Dr. Abdul Bar, and the human development in the Quran and Hadith. That you will find, just put these keywords, human development in the Quran and Sunnah or Hadith, and Dr. Muhammad Abdul Bar or Dr. Abdul Bar Muhammad. So that are the keywords, and you will find it inshallah. So you see how we went through all these seven stages. And therefore Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, Laylatul Qadr is 27 nights, seven stages, you see. So that is now Quran telling us, Khalqam min ba'di khalqin fi zulumatin thalath. And then you, the fetus, you are covered in three darknesses. Subhanallah. More than 1400 years ago, which laboratory, which scientist, which gynecologist, which professor was there? Nay, he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah sent Wahi directly, and via Jibreel Alayhi Salam, the Archangel Gabriel. And you see that this is how everything we come to know. So you have first the covering of the abdomen, then you have the covering of the womb, then you have the covering of the membrane. Now you tell me, if this is not the miracle of Quran, then what is? Every verse is a miracle. Therefore it is called ayah, one verse, and ayat, 6236 verses. Zalikumullahu rabbukum, zalikumullahu rabbukum, that is your sustainer, nourisher, provider. Lahul mulk, only for him is the sovereignty and kingdom and majesty. King so and so of Saudi Arabia, king so and so of Bahrain, king so and so of Jordan and Morocco, all haramis and murtads if you ask me. So you must remember that these people, yeah, they will die, they will freck and so forth. Freck, if you don't understand, means in Afrikaans to die as a dog. And then Allah alone, who is Malik, he is Malik, he was, he is, he will always be the king of kings. And huwa al-hayyul qayyum, is ever living. And remember, the entire universe us is dependent on Him. La ilaha illa Hu, la ma'abuda bihaqin illa Hu. There is none worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah, O human being, fa anna tusrafoon. Where are you being misled? Allah created you. You were the fetus in the womb of your mother. Allah gave you everything. Now the time came to worship, and you go worship idols. One creation, go worship another creation. What's wrong with you, human being? You are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. When you practice on that, the Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, you will supersede majority of the angels also. And when you become ittiba'ul hawa, ittiba'ul dirham, ittiba'ul dananir, when you become a slave of your womb's fancies and desires, become a slave, a scholar for dollar, then you will become worse than the animals also. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adal. They are like animals, they're even worse than animals. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the worst fitna will be that of the ulama that are going astray and leading others astray. They are worse than Dajjal also. Allah alone protect us. Is sahih, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Remember that. And this is, you must remember, sahih, authentic hadith on the authority of Abu Zar. Go read it and see yourself. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The 11th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide. Today is day number 375. We present to you the news, views, interviews, nationally, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Three jutlas dispatched to hell, and they are dead, and now many others are waiting in transit, injured, wounded. Alhamdulillah, our Hamas, 100% Sunni, and the Houthis and the Hezbollah Shia. So they'll get their reward in this world, but if they die in that state condition, what did Kufr believe? Then remember, no reward in the year after, but Jahannam and Hellfire. Allah protect us. But in this world, they're doing a good job. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. Sometimes Allah jalla wala uses the non-Muslims also, so that this deen of Islam will be assisted, and assistance will come from various quarters. The whole world, remember, is condemning Israel for their attack on the United Nations peacekeepers and so forth and so on. They are mal'oon. They are a cursed nation. Allah said, mentioned more than 1400 years ago, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. They will be punished continuously by people, Muslim, non-Muslim, Hitler, Houthis, Hamas, Hezbollah, the H, Abdul Qadir Husseini. You know Abdul Qadir Husseini. He passed away in 1948, and in April, and the rogue regime was established in May 14, 1948. If you ask the Palestinians who are there in Aqsa or in our country, so they will tell you exactly where Abdul Qadir, the Mujahid al-Kabir, al-Husseini, is buried there, right in next to Masjid al-Aqsa and so forth. So we should know all these things. They are guilty of war crimes in northern Gaza, Israel, remember, that they want to cut off the northern part of Gaza, starve them to death, and they must surrender and so forth. So this is the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Israel, I've been to Lebanon as well. Allah's fazl, I went once, and I stayed in the Christian quarters. La Madina was the hotel I stayed in. 98 it was. And if you go to Palestine, we've been there five times. So Israel attacks people, Christian people, there in Beirut, and there's another war crime. These are all civilians. Nobody is part of Hezbollah and so forth, but they feel they can do whatever they want to. Now the world is seeing America, the biggest terrorist on earth, and then Europe and Britain, and all of them guilty of genocide and an accomplice in this crime. Remember that. President Herzog of Israel, Israel. I sent it out late last night, you must remember. He says that Hezbollah committed a war crime. Their soldiers were eating and having meals, and then they blasted them straight to hell. So you must be joking, Herzog. I didn't realize. I knew you're a moron, but I didn't realize you're such a big moron, you donkey and idiot. So you must remember, every one of you are a legal target. If you are in uniform and you occupy our land, then we're going to target you whether you like it or not. India and Canada, they're having now, they understand, big spat among themselves. So Canada accuses India of murdering a Sikh citizen in Canada, assassination. So India expels Sikh diplomats, Canada expels Sikh diplomats. So the rows and ructions goes on between India and Canada. One side of Modi and other side of Trudeau, and they busy, both haramis if you ask me. Rome to build an incinerator for $1 billion. Why? In Italy there's a city called Rome. There's so much rubbish roaming around there. So now they have to build a $1 billion incinerator. It will take them a few years, and that will pick up and burn all the rubbish there. The Saudis to promote broiler pigeons. Understand? Go read the Arab news. So they're starting to breed them and so forth. Our fatwa, not from now, for past 30, 40 years. You can ask all the groups who wish to take for Umrah Hajj. I always told them that all this chicken and meat coming in from Brazil and overseas countries, all haram. Al-humul mustawrada. The old scholars of Saudi Arabia used to write books. I have it by me. And they said it's all haram this. Now even they are local, you must remember, this broiler chicken and so forth, the amount of torture they will go through and so forth. It's best you abstain, and remember you eat fish, you eat fruit, vegetable and so forth, you won't die. So we totally disagree with Saudi Arabia on all these issues. This is all preparation for 2030. The 2030, what they call Ru'yatu Ishreen wa Thalathin in Arabic, the 2030 vision, is all a haram vision, and they are advertising it right inside the haram as well. Israel strikes a school in Gaza and kills 22 people. From there, 15 of them are children. Burning. The whole world can see that. And yet they can't have a ceasefire. Yet they can't have sanctions against Israel. Because remember, Uncle Sam, America has the veto. So that is haram in our Islamic Sharia. We don't have to be part of United Nations. But the Sunni countries are the biggest murtads, and what you expect from them. Our Arab countries, Muslim countries, majority of them, 90% of them, murtad, shaitan, the awlad and children of Iblis they are. Israel tanks barge into the peacekeepers, US base and so forth. Deliberately they do all these things here. The Irish Prime Minister said this is outrageous, and he condemned Israel and spoke to and told the Prime Minister, he told the President Herzog about it. Now listen to these two morons. One side is Trump and one side is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris say Trump is not fit to be the President of America. Trump says Harris is now lethargic, she can't even answer questions and so forth. Kenya relocates 50 elephants. They took them away from a small park and take them to a big park. You know how big an elephant is. So you must remember that they live so long till the teeth come. 6 sets of teeth they have, and then they all gather around that after the 6 set, and they all cry in a private place. All the elephants cry, and then they leave it there to let it die. It's fascinating if you study about elephants and so forth. Marine Le Pen, she's a big harami, anti-Muslim and anti-Islam. She is facing embezzlement charges there in France and so forth. Islamabad, 3 days holiday. Maulana Salim, you know Islamabad very well. So Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, only Islamabad, 3 days holiday. Why? They're having that SCO, big summit there. So Russia is there, China is there, India is there, 9 countries and Pakistan. So Pakistan is hosting it and so forth. So Ling Ching 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 Chong, you understood? So China leader, all of them are there. And you know what the welcome Pakistan gave him and so, because they have very good ties. And all the others, Russia and what have you. So thereafter, now we come to our South African news. The former Free State Premier, so his name is Dukwana. Dukwana accepted a BM bribe for his son. Is there any minister, premier, who is really honest? I'm asking you. Is there anyone who's not involved in corruption in our South Africa? So if you get, it'll be 5%, 10%, 90% corrupted, 100 days of GNU. And thereafter, so we come to our programs of today. So 8:30 to 9 will be Moana Musa Lahir, and he'll be interviewed by Moana Zaid Khan. And then 11 to 12 is Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 is Tafsir of the Noble Quran. And to end off, Camper Down. Let raise the temperatures and fever of some people. We say Camper Down and they go up. You see that? So you see, when Allah wants to help, they got the road. My cousin, my nephew and them already went to check already. You see that? And they say 100% the road is going right into the madrasa and so forth. So there's no congestion in the traffic. Yesterday, another student of mine, he said, I'm right here. And is the building that road is almost ready and so forth. So imagine Allah's help. Whether people like, don't like, were local real hasidun. I'm shocked. You must remember yesterday after the Q&A. So I told you during the Q&A, one principal told the students, you go istima, we expel you. Can you believe that? Another principle you must remember also. So now what he did, one Maulana, senior Maulana phoned me. He said, the person who is going to now, you must remember, you know, supply the food and the chicken and whatever for the Ijtima in Camper Down. So does Maulana is putting so much, you understand, pressure on him and saying, don't supply anything to them. So then, and is this right? Is this what you're doing to the Mehmane Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? 150 countries, Jamaat has come. You got problem with one person and all the others, you say, no, we mustn't make ikram of them. We mustn't honor them. Is that your Islam? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa ilallahi al-mushtaka. Ya Allah, we complain to you. What has happened to us? Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man ka يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفا حديث صحيح open مشكات شريف مستد أحمد ترمذي whosoever believes in Almighty Allah جل وعلا and the last day honor your guest. These are not ordinary guests. I went to Rustenburg, I came back, I'm an ordinary guy. These are people who came out in the path of Almighty Allah for their self-reformation. They came from Makkah, they came from Medina, they came from Taif, they came from Jeddah, they came from where and where, 150 countries, and you say no, cancel all the food, don't give them anything. Is this, are you like the Jews or what? In disgrace, let me tell you that ka in and mankan, we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or government. The truth needs to be spoken. Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik is a teacher. Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, is a student. Imam Shafi, you love Malik? He said, of course, huwa ustadi wa habibi. He's my teacher and my beloved. I love him. So the person asked him, how come you wrote a whole book against Imam Malik? He says, he's my beloved, I love him, but I love the truth more. So I love the truth more. وَالْحَقْوَ حَقْوَ يُتَّبَى. So we have to speak the truth. We don't have to follow like anybody, you know, just blindly and so forth. Islam don't say that. So remember that. So we need to understand what Islam is teaching us. So many times Sahaba said something, Sayyidina Umar said something, and the wahi came according to what Sayyidina Umar said. We are ordinary mortals and sinners and transgressors, but we should think, you know. So don't just follow blindly and so forth. It is a disgrace, let me tell you, that to say, don't say. And thus I can, one day I'll take the name on the air, then you will know. Dance al di popa dance. May Allah Jalla Wala protect us all from all this here that's going on, and let us remain on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ji Maulana, we have 13 minutes left, inshallah. Let's fire up rapid quick fire, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, I have been given talaq today. How will I calculate my in that period, Mufti Sahib.
Almighty Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Wal Mutallaqatu Yatarabbasna Bi Anfusihinna Thalathat Quru. That opened the Quran Sharif, chapter 2, and verse number 227, 228, 229. Allah Ta'ala discusses all these issues. So when a lady is given talaq, then remember your iddat will be 3 Quru. Hanafis and Hanbalis say 3 Quru means 3 menses. So you count 1 mens, 2, 3. When the third one is finished, then your iddat expires. If you were in menses, so that menses is not counted. Remember, so this is Hanafis, Hanbalis. Shafi'is and Malikis say Thalathat Quru means 3 periods of cleanliness. Remember. So now in the beginning of the cleanliness, he gave the talaq. So 1, 2, 3. When the third one finishes, so then your iddat will expire. So that is Surah Baqarah, verses 227, 228, 229, all that you will see there. Then if you go to chapter 65, verse number 4, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَيَّدَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ. If you are pregnant and your husband gave you talaq, Allah forbid and divorce you, when you give birth to your wonderful baby, now your iddat expires. Allah protect us all. Allah ta'ala humara dilo ko jor de, humara kam jorna hai, na ke torna. So make the marriage work and don't give talaq. That is playing into the hands of Satan, Shaitan and Lucifer. Chapter 2, verse 102, yufarriquna bihi bain al-mar'i wa zawjihi.
Mufti Sahib, wearing of anklets, is it the Hindu custom and can Muslim women wear anklets?
Remember yesterday, last night during Q&A also the question came, وَلَا يَدْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِأُلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِنَّ. So Surah number 24, verse 31. So when you draw attention to yourself and so forth, you women, so the aim of hijab, parda, niqab, all that is that you must not draw attention to yourself. So for you, the Muslim lady, to wear it outside and so forth while you're in the street, in the mall, in the bazaar, all haram, not permissible. In your house, yeah, you wear for your husband also. He can play with your toes and you play with his toes. So toe-toe business, so that is different issue. It will be acceptable in the house, yeah.
Mufti Sahib, I was at a class where we were being taught salah postures. The apa said, if your burqa touches your face in sajda, your salah is not accepted. Please advise.
You see, that's why I say that these girls' madrasas, they must just teach them 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, finish, and we just farikardo send them there. Once we teach them all this, we keep them 5, 6, 7 years, and now in their mind, they really start thinking, you know, we are big, big alimas, we are big muftiyas, we are this, we are that. Simple masla like that, they can't solve and all this kind of thing. Therefore, personally, me, I'm not in favor of all this. My own nieces, they went through the system. I told them, me, I don't agree with this. You know her very well, Maa Salim. Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, when he came to South Africa in the 70s, to his favorite student, Maa Qasim Sema, who studied there in Dabir, from 1935 to 44, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri was teaching there. So you must remember, Hazrat bin Nuri told him, Maa Qasim Sema, you're starting this Darulum, the first Darulum in the history of South Africa. So teach them till Mishkat. This is for the boys. Teach them till Mishkat Sharif, fir in kufari kardo, rijal payda karo, kiyamat bahut qareeb hai. You don't have to teach your men and all that, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi and all. So what will he say about the women and so forth? So your salat is valid and so forth. What she's trying to say, that if you made sajda on the burqa, then your salat is not done. So if you make sajda on the carpet, you're not making on the land and sand also directly. The musalla, the carpet is there and so forth. So therefore, such fatwas are not worth the paper on which they are written. Pehle the mufti, masail ke batane wale, abhi hai mufti, muf ke khane wale. Iqbal said so. I'm not into poetry and that, but few we learn like this. So first the muftis, they to teach the people the masail. Now you got bunch of muftiyas, many, we don't say all now, so many of them are like that. So this is one of them. The appa said so. You tell appa must go back to madrasa and learn everything correctly. Tell her I said so.
A nikah took place after which the husband and wife spent time with each other, but no actual sex took place. Mufti Sahib, if the marriage has to break off, What should happen? Does the girl sit in iddah?
Remember, once a marriage takes place and the husband and wife, although they did not consummate the marriage, but khalwa took place, they spend time in privacy, they spend the night together and so forth, and the husband passes away, so remember, iddah is compulsory and so forth and so on. So much so, we must draw a distinction. One is that if talaq is given, so remember, even then you must remember that there will be iddat even if the marriage was not consummated, you see. So then, because there's khalwa, they went into privacy. If in the case of death, husband and wife just got married, when the husband looked at the beauty of his wife, he got a heart attack and he passed away. So although he didn't even touch his wife or anything, so remember, iddat will be compulsory then. So we must be clear on this issue. Yes, iddat will be compulsory upon that lady there. In the case of talaq, will be 3 menses, Hanafis, Hanbalis, or 3 periods of cleanliness, and that is Shafi'is and Malikis. So that is what will happen in this case when he gave talaq. Allah forbid, just got married and after a few hours or few days he gave talaq. Allah protect us all, G.
So we're leaving for Umrah next week, inshallah, going to Makkah first. We'll don our ihram in Dubai. Can I change my clothes after we reach Makkah Sharif, just before we go and perform our Umrah?
Excellent question, my brother, my sister. You're going on Emirates, so you will stop there in Dubai. MashaAllah, there's wonderful facilities there. You take a shower, everything. You don your ihram there, and you can read your 2 rakat salat there. Worry more about your first salat. This is nafil salat, this voluntary salat. This. And you read it, it's fine. You don't read it, it's fine. And then you make your intention for Umrah. Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassirha li wa taqabbala minni. In any language, Ya Allah, I make intention for Umrah, make it easy and accept it on my behalf. And then you read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and in that way there you continue, you must remember. And then when you reach Makkah, now it's humid there and very hot, and so you want to take a shower, you want to change your clothes, you want to change underwear, all that for you ladies totally permissible. And you can, but no soap, no shampoo, no lotion. You the man, you want to take a shower, change, wear another ihram, or you want to wear a lungi or so. So all that permissible. But remember, for male and female, no soap, no shampoo, no lotion, no perfume, nothing of that sort. They're totally permissible, no problem.
Okay, so this question is directed to you. We are all humans. Do you ever misinterpret some ayats of the Quran? How certain are you that you give the right meaning of certain verses? So, have you ever had a time when you have misinterpreted the Quran or Hadith? Jazakallah, it is not intended to upset you.
So that is the beauty of Malka Sahaba. Remember, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Easily we could have told Mohd Salim Kareem, if a question comes, let us just put it one side, like how all the other radios do. We got nothing to hide, brother. Mistakes, we all human beings. Obviously we can make mistakes. We can make mistakes in fatawa and so forth and so on. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be ma'asum, protected from sin and so forth. But the Master alayhi salam forgot and so forth. In Salat, me and you, we commit sins, we commit mistakes, we commit everything and so forth. So can it happen? Obviously, not only with me, with every Maulvi it can happen. There's no Mufti in the world who never made a mistake or so forth. So remember, so we human beings, so remember this type of thing. Anbiya can forget, but they'll never commit sin. Me and you, ordinary mortals, we forget and we commit sin also. Remember that. So none of us are there. So not only me, every person remember that. So great, great ulama and so forth committed, made mistakes and so forth. Jee.
Mufti Sahab, how do we treat the mehmans that come to our country and to our home? What is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you welcome them, men to men, you embrace them, you shake hands with them, woman to woman and so forth. Then you entertain them and so forth. You know that they came from this country, that country, they like dates, they like zamzam, they like this food, they like rice, whatever. You feed them and so forth. Make them comfortable. Ad-diyafa thalathatu ayyamin wa layaliha. Remember that mehman nawaz Qazi, that you must honor your guest for minimum 3 days, and after that what you do, that is up to you. So remember that they should stay for 3 days, unless now you, the host, tell them, no, stay more, and so forth. So that is what Islam taught us, remember this. And now, the rank, you must look at that person, if he came in the path of Allah, he came for Dawah Tabligh, so we must honor them more. And another person comes from Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Alun Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the family of Nabi Alayhi Salaam, we must honor them more. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you, I am not asking you people for any wages, any recompense. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى, but you must love my kith and kin, my family. That is Allah telling us in the Quran. And we saying, no, we must boycott them. We don't go there, and thus, and this. Don't give them food, and this, and all this kind of thing. Is right, all that. So you must remember this. We reject it with the contempt it deserves. Remember that. Almighty Allah Jalla Ola has mentioned this clearly in the Noble Quran. And if you look at the Quran, you will find it there in Surah Ash-Shura, chapter number 42, and verse number 23. Chapter 42, verse number 23. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahab, in Mehman, is there any hadith which states, somebody is asking this question, that when the Mehman leaves the house, all the ala, bala, musibat of that house goes behind that individual. Is this hadith authentic?
It's not hadith that is sahih and that. Sometimes we confuse certain things, you must remember. When Mehman guests come and so forth, then they bring rahmah with them. Go study Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam sunnah. When he was alone and there was no one, he used to go look for people and then go eat. Tell them, come and eat with me. Have meals with me and so forth and so on. So from there also we deduce this is the sunnah of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, and visitors they bring, we understand, rahmah and mercy. So when they go away, the mercy will decrease, but it don't mean that all the bala, the key word is all the bala and all the musibat, calamity will disappear. That is not 100% correct. You must remember that. We will say the amount of mercy now will decrease because the visitor is gone. Therefore people get happy when guests comes to their house. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.